Hello, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the scriptures verse by verse. We're in the book of Proverbs. We're almost done, and pretty soon we're going to have a brand new book, and you are going to be surprised because it's fun. Okay, I'm going to back up a little bit because I didn't complete the thought yesterday, so I'm going to back up to Proverbs 30, verses 15 all the way to 33 because I want to finish that thought. So it starts in 15. The leech has, this is in the World English Bible, the web. It says this, the leech has two daughters, give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied, four that don't say enough. Sheol, the barren womb, the earth that is not satisfied with water, and the fire that doesn't say enough. The eye that mocks at his father and scorns obedience to his mother. The ravens of the valley shall pick it out. The young eagles shall eat it. There are three things which are too amazing for me, four which I don't understand. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent on a rock, the way of a ship in the middle of the sea, and the way of a man with a maiden. So is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I've done nothing wrong. For three things the earth trembles, and under four it can't bear up. For a servant when he is a king, a fool when he is filled with food, for an unloved woman when she is married, and a servant who is heir to her mistress. There are four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are not a strong people, yet they provide their food in the summer. The hyraxes are but a feeble folk, yet they make their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet they advance in ranks. You can catch a lizard with your hands, yet it is in kings' palaces. There are three things which are stately in their march, four which are stately in going. The lion, which is mightiest among animals and doesn't turn away for any. The greyhound, the male goat, and the king against whom there is no rising up. If you have done foolishly in lifting up yourself, or if you have thought evil, put your hand over your mouth. For as the churning of milk produces butter, and the wringing of the nose produces blood, so the forcing of wrath produces strife. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this kind of beautiful walk down your creation way of just seeing different creatures that you have created and the beauty that they are, the strutting lion, the greyhound, the male goat, a slithering snake. It just, the hyraxes, ants, locusts, it just shows me how very earthy we all are. And that was one thing that really struck me when I had the supreme privilege of going to Israel, kind of a once-in-a-lifetime trip. And one of the things that I realized there was just how elemental things were. Everybody there, just like everybody here and in the past, we all needed food, we all needed shelter and water, we all needed clothing, and things are a lot more sophisticated these days, but we still have those same needs. And so, Lord, help us to revel in just that elemental part of ourselves, but also to look at creation today, to look up into the sky and to see the stars or to see the sun, or the way the clouds move across the sky, to look at the earth, to look at the creatures that you've created and just praise you for that. You didn't have to do that, Lord, but there's so much variety. There's so many beautiful plants and flowers and edible things that we can eat. And it's just so lovely, Lord. And help us to live in holy awe of what you have done. We may not understand it all, but you do. And you hold us close. And I'm so, so grateful for that. One of the things that's difficult in this passage is that there is a barren womb. It's talked about in verse 16. And I pray for my friend today who's battling a barren womb, or perhaps someone's spouse is battling a barren womb and they are longing to have a child. Lord, I do pray, if it be your will, that you would open up that womb. I pray that you would provide a way for that couple to have children. Lord, I know that children are a blessing from you, and I just pray for that blessing for my friend that's just devastated by that particular trial. Lord, help us not to be mockers of our parents, and to be kind-hearted to those who are older than us. Help us to hold those who have walked before us with kindness and reverence. Lord, forgive us in this generation of how we have valued the young and scorned the old. Lord, it's a youthful culture, but Lord, there's so much wisdom to be found in those who have walked the path before us. So help us to dignify them and by listening and loving well. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, so grateful for you. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com. It's patreon.com/prayeveryday. And there's lots of different levels that you can support the podcast at. Even starting at $1 is a huge blessing. So thank you very much for doing that. And thanks to all of you who pray for this ministry, because that's how I'm able to continue on, is through your prayer. So thank you so much.